You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The former president from revealing any evidence or intimidating witnesses. ABC's Mary Alice Parks.
On that possible protective order, Trump has made it a habit to talk about these cases publicly and go after people like Pence who could be a witness in this case. So the big question now is, his campaign rhetoric starting to collide with the realities of being a criminal defendant?
A charity soccer match today raised money for the reconstruction of a school in Ukraine that was struck by Russian missiles. Stamford Bridge in England hosted the game for Ukraine. Alexander Zinchenko led Team Yellow.
I would like to say massive thanks to Ukrainian army and to the rest of the world for the help and support which we're receiving during these days, during this toughest period in our independence time.
No Mega Millions winner last night, so Tuesday's jackpot will be at least $1.5 billion. This is ABC News. Two people were killed by a fast-moving brush fire in a suburb of Tacoma, Washington. Flames destroyed 9 mobile homes. Other mobile homes have heavy damage. A lot of people are not letting rising prices of homes stop them from competing, says ABC's Alexis Christophorus.
As the number of available homes on the market nears historic lows, fierce bidding war is erupting across the country. From California to New Jersey, buyers willing to do just about anything to close the deal.
It was brutal, to be honest with you.
First-time home buyers Dylan and Shannon McCarty were discouraged after being outbid on 5 New Jersey homes. So the next time, they got creative. In addition to bidding $50,000 above the asking price, they wrote the seller a love letter.
Let them know that we would be thrilled if they would select us.
It worked. The McCartys got their home.
A possibly overlooked detail from yesterday's monthly jobs report from the Labor Department: wages went up more than expected. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. She's the newest of 7 elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Axe Inc. Radio, we are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night.
Oh,
let's just say that.
Was it like in a glass or was it like...
Great wrung out of my tidy white, actually, that I...
Wow.
I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Axe Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Roll it in and they're ready for round. Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. That is a double dip of Carbellion to kick off Max Inc. Heavy for this Saturday night. Top Alcohol. Bar Fight before that. That's from their brand new album, Weapons of Choice. They're going to be playing at Cadot at Rockfest coming up on July 13th. That's a pretty cool lineup. And there's a handful of local bands playing at Rockfest this year, so that's pretty cool. And Carbellion's also hitting the road. They got a show down in Nashville, Tennessee with Black Belt Theater, Love the Locals, and Outshined. How you doing, everybody? I am Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. 2 hours of original, local, hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin, and bands coming to the area. Happy to have you along with us. I had last week off. I went camping. It was a good time. Glad to be back in the air chair for Max Inc. Heavy. We got a lot of good music coming up this half hour from Queen of Dreams. We'll do some Thunder Goat. That's some new music there. And you're going to flash back with some Crack Hammer, Essential Last Crack, coming up at 11 o'clock tonight. You know, Madwood Power Fest 6 is happening August 18th and 19th at the Sylvie here in Madison. The lineup is just sick this year. You got to check it out right now at madwithpowerfest.com. Lords of the Trident, of course, is playing. They're from Madison. Ty from Lords is, or should I say Fang from Lords, is the creator and the organizer of Madwood Power Fest. Let's do some of their brand new music right now. Lords of the Trident, Power of Evil. It's Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
our local music, Thunder Goat there from their album of Western Galactic Space Odyssey, The Beginning. It was just released a couple months ago here. Killer Bong, dude. Thunder Goat, I met them at Maybash. Great guys. I love their music. Very good. We'll have to get some more songs from Thunder Goat in the rotation for you. They're playing a show Friday, June 23rd with Court of Beast and Plant. That's at the, where is this at? I don't know where. Oh, it's at Rockstar Saloon. There it is, over in Milwaukee, I think, eastern part. I'll update you on that in a couple minutes. Queen of Dreams before that with the Dragons to Still Fly. They're playing Farmstock. Now, that's in Kewaunee, Wisconsin, happening July 14th through the 16th. It's 2 days of loud music and love, so they say. Extra love, if you want it. 30 bands, 2 stages. And they've got some headliners coming in, too. A lot of local bands, but they have a... Oh, yeah. Adam Scotty, from formerly of Saving Abel. He's headlining. And also Frontal Assault and Headstone, and a bunch of other bands. Just go to Facebook, search Farmstock. Farmstock in Kewaunee, Wisconsin. That looks really fun. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Maxine Kevy. Maxine Kevy is brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts. For glass, gifts, and vape, visit igniteglassandgifts.com. Also, the Aaron Weber Group. That's First Weber's number one realtor group. Go to movetomadison.com for more information. And by the Ethical Trade Company, Goods for a Better World. Visit them on Madison's east side or online at ethicaltradeco.com. All right, we got the Essential Last Crack coming up here shortly. I've also got some Casket Robbery in the list here. We'll do some Else and Fall to Rise. Right now it's Crack Hammer from 2012. Seems like a lifetime ago, but metal was pretty good in 2012. Here's Crack Hammer and Spit It Out. I'm Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. jackhammer and spit it out on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. All right, so the Thunder Goat show, I was correct. It was Milwaukee, the rock star saloon for Thunder Goat, Court of Beast Plant, Friday, June 23rd in Milwaukee. How about that? You know, Casket Robbery, they have a bunch of shows coming up. None of them in Wisconsin, though. They're on this little mini tour. They're playing some shows in Michigan. Looks like Harrisburg, maybe Ohio somewhere. They're playing in Chicago, too, at the Cobra Lounge. The Cobra Lounge in Chicago. That's Sunday, August 13th. We're going to hear some Casket Robbery right after the break on Max Inc. Heavy.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Where can you buy goods from around the globe, knowing your purchases also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end human trafficking by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band formed outside of school? Then Rock on Sin wants you. All genres of music invited: rock, reggae, rap, jazz, country. Whatever style you play, this is the only program of its kind in the country. Check out rockonsin.org for more information. Registration is free, but you'll need to sign your band up by April 30th. You could win cool Shure mic gear, Blast House Studios recording time, and 2023 Summerfest showcase gigs. Check out rockonsin.org. That's rockonsin.org. Like Rock Onsin on Facebook, follow on Instagram and TikTok. Rock Onsin is brought to you by the Nicholas Family Foundation and made possible by the support of the Madison Area Music Association and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Rock Onsin, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon on the patio. Friday, June 30th at 5 p.m., come rock out with Iron Plum. With special guest, Lo-Fi Killers. Join us for this free, all-ages show, the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, presented by Civic Media, Mad Radio 92.7 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. broths, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Inc. Heavy, we are local music from 2019 through what we knew. That is Else and their song Cemetery Dance. Fall to Rise before that with The Fall and Casket Robbery started that set off. How you doing, everybody? I am Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You know, we're broadcasting all over the state, of course, originating here on WMDX Mad Radio in Madison, 92.7 FM, or also on 101.1 the Shaw in Waukesha. Also, Wisconsin Rapids, we're up in Wausau on Bull Falls Radio, Oshkosh on Air Support, WISS, Green Bay, Wisconsin, Titletown, WGBW, the Talk of Green Bay, Richland Center, also Amory is out there. We have some new affiliates joining the network, though. Welcome, Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, The Eagle, WLCX in La Crosse. Greetings to you all. And also over in Racine on AM radio on WRJN in Racine, Wisconsin. Happy to have the eastern part of the state with us. And Hayward, Wisconsin, up in the North Woods, WBZH, the Buzz of the North. Welcome to all of you. If you have a local metal band that you love and you want to get them, you want to hear them on the radio, we'd love to hear what you have. Send us an email, maxincradio@gmail.com. These guys are playing the Max Inc. matinee concert series with Iron Plow at the High Noon on June 30th. It's Lo-Fi Killers, Until She's Gone. It's Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson.